Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another fantastic night of Fandom Access. I am your ever faithful host, AJ. Greetings and salutations. So, same slam bang show as last week. Big Sky, Resident Alien, Snowpiercer, and who knows, maybe Jamie's got other stuff to talk about. I don't know. But the lady should be here momentarily, and we'll get rocking and rolling. I have a co-host, so I don't have to babble. Good evening.
Hi, AJ. How are you?
Good.
Ready for another exciting week of Fandom Access.
Yes, and Jamie just texted that she's going to be 2 minutes late.
Okay, well, 2 minutes isn't too long.
So
we have our same three shows this week.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and
have you had a chance to start watching that show Behind Her Eyes that I told you about?
No,
I haven't. Actually, let me tell you this. Actually, when you do start watching it, make sure you're. Mm-hmm. It's a day. It's probably best to do it on a weekend when you don't have anything else to do and you have a block of time, because after you watch a couple episodes, you might not want to stop.
Oh really?
I watched,
highly bingeable, huh?
Let's see. Alyssa watched 5 the first night. She would have watched all 6, but she fell asleep during the last episode. So she watched the last episode the next day. I was planning on doing it 2, 2, and 2. I watched the first 2 episodes, and then I watched the second 2 episodes the following night, and I was like, yeah, we're going to finish this.
Yeah, I think that's a show Alyssa posted. She liked it so much she posted on Facebook to try to get everyone she knows to watch it. She really
a couple
it.
Of her friends watched it. I think you and Jamie will like it a lot because it's right up our alley. It's gotten mixed reviews, but I think that's because, you know, people are afraid of high concept shows. So
yes,
that's what I'm.
We've all been burned
about,
so many times by high concept.
So this, that's what I'm saying. I think the negative reviews that I've read are because people don't like the twists and turns of the show, because you know they can't.
Oh yeah, they just want to watch a more straightforward show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Alyssa loved it. You loved it. All right, it's on the list.
So.
Well, there is to it. So, great. No, this week I finally finished watching season 1 of Discovery, Star Trek Discovery. So, but I think they're up to season 3, so I've got a lot more to go on that show. Although I have to say, the more I watch it, the less and less I like it.
Really?
It got better in the back end. I really had to like work hard to make sure I watched the whole thing though, because it was a rough go there with the Klingons for a while.
Season 2 is definitely kind of
better.
Changes things up. Yeah, it definitely changes things up.
If I don't have to watch 3/4 of every episode in Klingon with subtitles, I'll be happy.
No, you won't have that problem anymore.
That was a big drawback for me. So that was my thing this week. So I'll have to I'll try to binge Behind Her Eyes this weekend, maybe. We are going
to
be down a show because...
I was going to say, you don't have to binge it. You don't have to binge it.
I know, but
I'm just saying, there's a possibility that you'll want to.
Yeah, I'm taking your word for it that I'll likely want to binge it.
So why are we going to... Is one of our shows taking a break, or did we finish the show and I didn't realize?
I understand that Big Sky is on hiatus now until April.
Of course it is. That might explain the stupid ending.
Well, it really did feel like it. I mean, there were ways in which it felt like the end of a show, right? It felt like... it felt like almost like if it had been a limited series, this could have been the end of it. like,
yeah, that
would know,
not
the
have been
it ended,
very good
I felt
ending.
Like, no, but it could have been an ending, right? Like, it could have been a very,
yeah,
very depressing
well,
and dark
let's
ending.
See, what episode was this? Was this episode 10?
This was episode 9, which was so weird.
9?
That it felt so
Cause, yeah, because I was
going to
say,
nine.
Because if it had, I was going to say, because if it had been episode 10, then yeah, that would have made sense, considering it was they originally ordered 10 and then added 6.
Yes. So it was weird to
so
me
that
episode 9
sense.
Felt so much like an ending. And that.
And
I
a
guess,
stupid one at
I
that.
Mean, well, yeah, yeah. You know, I know a lot of people love this ending. I guess we'll start talking about it. And, like, Jamie's late. Sorry, Jamie, we can't
Jamie,
football for
Jamie,
only
Jamie
but so long.
She must
Jamie's
have heard
here.
That we were going to start.
Jamie's here. Sorry.
Hi, Jamie.
Oh.
Hi. Sorry about that.
I was just saying we can't spitball any longer. We're going to have to
no,
get
I'm
on
here.
With the show.
Sorry. I'm here.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start with Stupid Big Guy.
Yes, let's start with it. We were just getting into it. I know that people on the internet kind of liked what happened in this episode. I did not. This show, went completely whack, 2 episodes ago, right?
Just 2 episodes ago?
Yeah. Right. It's been whack for a while, this show. And, I mean, this is part of it, and I just felt like some of the things that happened in this episode were not things that, Merrily. I don't think Merrily would do that. That didn't ring true to me, that Merrily did that. And,
I'm pissed about that. The rest of
right?
it I didn't mind, but that, ruined it. I don't know. I've said before she's kind of, the realest character, I feel like, and I like that character, and she, ruined everything in a way because it's now they can't – now he doesn't get punished, you know? He doesn't get to suffer, which is what we want.
You know what? I'm suffering.
Yes, I am too.
Oh, God.
We all are. So, I mean, okay. AJ, go.
Yes.
How'd you feel about this episode in general? What'd you like? What'd you not like? Did you like anything?
No. I mean, yes. One thing I liked. The only thing I liked was when Tug was Cassie, Cassie and Jenny are coming with us, and she's like, they're really? And he's like, yeah, they're deputized. Since when? Since right now. I was like, okay, good.
Yeah,
now that, yeah. Everything else.
Yeah, at least we know why they had the vest.
I mean, they literally had the place surrounded. They had, at least 50 men and women, 50 cops, literally surrounded the building, the house. They literally surrounded everything.
Apparently only the front of the house because. They didn't do a good job.
No, I saw them all around the whole property. So how did he see
the
friggin' window?
That
was problem one.
I know.
Problem two, of course, was Merrily. Now, I get it. She's pissed off, and she's helping him remember, and I'm thinking, ooh, this is good. She's going to piss him off to the point where he comes back, and then she kills him. I'm like, oh, my God, there's a missing child. You know, once his memory is back, he can help you find this child and find, what's his name there?
Eric, I think, was the kid's name, right?
Ronald. All right, maybe figure out where Ronald might be going, okay? You know these things, and you kill him, why? I mean, the only good thing I can say now is, at the beginning of the episode, hated the lawyer. I'm that she is the worst. And then I see her walking out with Merrily, and I'm like, oh, never mind. Now I like the lawyer because she could probably get Merrily off because Merrily should not be punished for killing that scumbag.
Yeah.
But that was just, that's just stupid. I'm sorry. The show has so much stupid writing. The cops are inept. Merrily kills the only person that can help them. It's just... And then that ending was ridiculous. What, we were paying homage to all the dead characters in the episode?
Talking Dead when it did that. I mean, that's exactly, because I said that when I'm on, what the hell? Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, I don't always hate the show as much as you guys do, and I don't think some of it bothered me as much. But, yeah, the thing with Marilee, it's like it was getting good at that moment, like when she's yelling at him about tapping his fingers and you think she's going to, you know, call him on it. And it's like, of course not. They have to ruin it. So, yeah, I was really mad about that. That was the main thing. The going after the kidnap, I didn't mind so much. I didn't like the fact that I always get mixed up. Cassie, I think, when she sees Ronald, she recognizes him. Like, she has a feeling something's wrong, but yet she takes the time to go all the way back to the office and everything. Like, couldn't she have texted a picture to Jerry or something instead of, I don't know, I just, like, that took a lot too much time.
Actually, I think she did the right thing there. I think going in alone.
Actually, she did.
I guess. It just felt like it took longer than it had to get back, and maybe they would have caught up. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it just overall, I agree. Some of the writing's kind of crappy. I do agree with you. I'm glad that he deputized him because I know we had commented, like, how did they get, you know, black jackets and everything, and now they're in on it. So at least for once he let them go in. I didn't know. I don't know. I didn't know if the thing about using, like, I don't know if it was a Tesla, but whatever it was, an automatic car, that if it could do that and that's how you'd stop it or not, I don't know whether or not that could be accurate.
It's true.
But
it is.
Which I kind of
wondered.
That
actually is accurate.
Okay, because there aren't a lot of, I mean, I haven't seen an automatic car, not in person, so I didn't know. But I thought that part was kind of interesting. And the fact that he tricked them with the body, I guess, was okay. I mean, it wasn't like some big, you know, fake out or anything. But at least they found him and we don't have to, you know, have them going after him again. But I definitely think that what they did with Marilee ruined it. I was really hoping that she was going to be like, I know you remember. And that would have been okay. That would have been good. But no, she has to go and whack him on the head. But at least she finally figured out, like, that he was going to kill her. I appreciated it, like, she finally had that epiphany, at least. But, yeah, that's about it.
So, yeah, and so part of my problem with Marilee is that, like, I just don't believe that's who Marilee is. Like, we've never seen anything in Marilee's character to indicate that she would be able to kill another human being. And that she...
I assume she snapped, but still.
But people don't just snap. I mean, that's TV bullshit, right? That people just
snap. Yeah, she probably would have snapped already if she was going to any rate.
I mean, that's total TV bullshit that they write a character to snap. And it's just not like Marilee. Particularly, Marilee's been in such a self... pitying and self-loathing mode lately. I also feel like every time about David E. Kelly writes all these strong women, and this is they robbed her of the ability to like take control of her situation and do the right thing in the right way. Like, I would have loved to see Marilee also like tell the cops, oh, he's lying, see what he's doing, I know that he's lying, and her be the one. Like,
yeah,
I really would have liked that. I just feel like they really did not do right by Marilee. Like, that character was so used and abused, and to not let her have, like, redemption the right way against him really bothered me. It also really bothers me that at no point did anyone ever say, he's a very small part of a very large ring of human traffickers, and we need to know what he knows and who he's working with. Like, this show completely devolved into a manhunt after a ridiculous character. Like, let's put Ronald
aside.
After
they never sent a manhunt when they should have in the first place, right?
Well, and Ronald
they
just
should
became,
at the beginning.
His actions were increasingly preposterous, scene after scene after scene, and no one ever said, like, these guys, like, even the girls who were kidnapped never said, oh, by the way, he was selling us to some people in Canada, right? And, like, you just saved us before the Canadians were supposed to pick us up. Like, no one has ever expressed any interest in, like, I mean, that's the deal that you know, the lawyer's like, oh, if they find the kid, I can deal with that. How about if you help them bust an international, like, human smuggling ring? Like, it really bothers me that the show appears to not have really taken that seriously. And just, they've just used this very serious, real-world, horrifying thing to create ridiculous characters. And that really bothered me about how this ended, with no real interest in anyone solving that. So that really bothered me a lot. Meanwhile, Ronald I mean, I don't understand how Ronald became a super genius master criminal. Like, where did he suddenly, when did he have time to wire the house to explode, and when did he learn how to do that? By all
he
the equipment.
The YouTube video, apparently.
And
Karen.
No, I'm serious. Like,
you're,
we can't
no, I know.
Okay.
That's pretty sarcastic. It seems like it.
Wait, but Karen, you're talking about a guy who waves his hands and magically has all the painting equipment he needs and does it in an amount of time that is undoubtable. Of course he knows how to. Of course he knows how to wire a house to blow.
And he just conveniently has a cage and all on in his basement and all the stuff. I know. So he.
I like
how
they left the staples in his forehead at first. That was like this one thing that's kind of funny, but that's the only thing that's bad that I'm focusing on. That.
Yeah. I was like, how does he suddenly know how to rig a house to blow up? And he's got all this equipment, and he's a genius about that. And then apparently he's like, oh, I see a Tesla. I know that how to make it drive itself and blah blah. Like, how, you know, I just. And then he, and when did
Here's
he have to go
thing.
Hide his rig? When did he have time to go hide his rig somewhere by the side of the road that he could drive this kid up the highway, abandon the car, make it drive itself, and then somehow find his semi-trailer, right? Like, it's utterly preposterous.
Nobody noticed me.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Here's my question about the Tesla. Why is a priest driving a Tesla?
It's an expensive car, right? All the priests I know drive little Chevy Impalas or something like that.
The only two people I've ever met,
at my office drives an old Corolla.
Yeah, the two people that I've ever met drive with Teslas are both loaded.
Yeah.
And they're a pain in the ass to drive too.
Actually, the only person I know has one is a totally loaded lawyer also. Not loaded like drunk, like loaded like wealthy.
Why did you feel the need to
clarify that,
Karen?
I don't know. But I also, like, got car sick in it because it does that, you know, when you take your foot off the gas, it immediately stops, like, decelerates, right?
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to drive it so you don't get, like, that whiplash. But Ronald apparently knows everything about a Tesla because he's a super genius criminal. You know what else I hated about this episode? Like, both
everything.
The criminal... Well, you know, how they have, like, Ronald in one scene and Ligarski in the other scene, and they're singing children's songs. Like the whole thing about... The whole way that Ligarski, that Merle figures it out is because her husband keeps singing, I know an old lady who swallowed a fly, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know any grown-ups who sing that. And then in the other scene, Ronald, I don't know what he was singing, but he was like, what is going on with this show? Like,
yeah, I don't know
not,
if this
like,
be like a trope to show they're crazy or what, but it didn't really
yeah,
land
I,
very
I think
well.
You're right, Jamie. I think it is a trope to show they're crazy. And I think that, again, this is like an insidious crime that, like, rational people participate in, like, you know, they see vulnerable women as less than human, and therefore they commodify people. And I think this show does not, like, could do so much more to treat that crime respectfully and interestingly in a way that doesn't just, like, this became a cartoon by the end, right? Like did it feel cartoony in this last
just
episode?
Just now?
Yeah. Just now, yeah.
No, you're
I'm
right.
I'm very disappointed in this show.
This is
well,
a
you
show
know what the worst
you,
part is?
We kind of enjoy, but you got to, like, not really think too deep about it.
Yes, you're right.
Otherwise,
you're
pulling it apart everywhere.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, with Ligarski, he's not, like, they're making him childlike because of his, you know, brain injury and everything. But in the flashbacks, he's like, you know, it's like Ligarski's not stupid or that person. You know what I mean? It's like they rewrote Ligarski. I mean, think about Ligarski. He's cold and has beliefs. He's not I don't think Ligarski is crazy, you know? I don't think Ligarski is part of this trafficking ring because he's crazy. I think he's part of it because he has a whacked out belief system. I don't think it has anything to do with being crazy.
Yeah,
Ronald is crazy.
He's smart. Unlike Ronald, who, wasn't smart and suddenly became smart.
Ronald's crazy.
Ronald's
actually crazy.
Ronald's a mad genius.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Ronald's mastermind. It was disappointing, and we didn't really like get to see much development of like Cassie and Jenny just ran around from place to place trying to like find Ronald this week. They didn't really have like story happening to them, which I guess you can't have story happening to people every week, especially not when it's supposed to be the dramatic climax of the show. But like they didn't really have, you know, run from point A to point B to point A to point B. And then Jerry, I don't know what they're doing with Jerry, because she's hanging around town to be randomly in a scene here and there without really like having
randomly
that much
helpful
to do,
when they need her.
Right.
Well, I think she was there because they were looking for pictures of Ronald for her to ID him.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel like the show, I just feel like the writers don't know what they want to do with her. Like, is she a main character? Is she not? Is she still going to be in it as they try to find Ronald in future episodes? Because it kind of doesn't make sense for her to participate in Manhunt now that they totally know who he is, right?
Yeah, they don't really need her help anymore.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And he's flown the coop, so it's not, she doesn't even need protection anymore because he's gone. You know what I mean? They know he's flown the coop. He's not hanging out in town anymore.
Except there's this huge loose thread.
He finally left town.
Yeah, finally, which he should have done, you know, like he should have done, like, immediately. He could have been in Canada, like, a month ago. If he would have acted like a normal criminal and fled. I feel like there's this big loose thread where somebody left a note on Jerry's door saying, like, I know where you live or something like that. Like, I'm not sure that was Ronald. I feel like that's a loose end.
I think it was just a scare and it was bad writing. I don't know if we need to read into that. I mean, you could be right.
If it's somebody else,
but I feel like
if it's somebody else, that's quite a coincidence that it's the exact same thing Ronald said to her.
Yeah, because not many people would know that.
It just makes no sense why he would do it. Why would he do that?
I don't know if you've been watching,
right?
Karen. But the writing's bad on the show.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I said. I think it's just something they didn't do so well.
I mean, I felt like maybe there could be some haters in the town who hated her, and
there very well could be. They just happen to speak the same way Ronald does.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just I was very disappointed in this episode. I mean, I guess there's this like aha moment, this gotcha moment where Merrily, you know, but which people liked, I didn't.
I think it was the aha moment was good until she decided to whack him with the hand.
it just kind of went downhill really quick. Yeah, well, I'm watching the scene as soon as she starts bludgeoning him, and I'm like, oh God, please be a dream sequence. Please be a dream sequence. I said, Karen's going to hate
it.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Yeah, I thought maybe she was just imagining doing it at first, but
well,
yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. Like,
not
she was thinking how good that would be.
Well, yeah, I know that's what you meant. But, yeah,
which would have made
not.
The scene better. You know what? If they did that, that would have made the scene great, because then you could have, you know, Merrily could have kind of like looked back and been like, "You're lucky I'm not like you," and then like walked out of the room or something. Like,
yeah.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
But I'm not writing the show,
right.
So unfortunately.
Yeah. So, hey, you guys, I gotta put the phone down for a sec. I got something I gotta deal with in my house. I'll be 30 seconds, okay? Right back.
Okay.
Go ahead and move on if you need to.
Okay. Now, this still has, do you remember how many episodes left? I know they extended it, which
seven.
I don't know.
This was, Karen said this was episode 9 and there's 16, I think.
So there's still a lot left, yeah. I'm not sure how they're gonna stretch that out if they're gonna start a second story that goes into the new season.
Well,
Has it been renewed? I don't know why I'm thinking it has, but I might be.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, Karen and I were saying before you came in that it felt like a finale, you know, like a mid-season finale or something, because of the homage and seeing Ronald drive off, and because I didn't realize it's going on hiatus till April.
Well, then I guess it kind of is a mid. Sort of a mid-season, not really, but I mean, kind of it is then, I guess. But yeah, it did feel like
it's,
yep. It's a break,
yeah,
but I didn't realize
16,
it was a break, no.
16 episodes. So I guess, see, you know what, I thought originally there was 10, but maybe there was originally 9 and they ordered 7 more. I don't know, because the way that, you know, that episode was, it would make sense since they, you know, they had a set number of episodes they filmed, and this would have been the ending of the season had they not ordered more. So I guess the ending kind of makes sense, but...
Which I could have seen that. I could have seen that.
Oh, it was kind of stupid.
Being the end, but, yeah, well, they ordered more. And I don't know. It's kind of hard, I think, when they do that, though, when they already have the whole thing plotted out. Because I feel like it didn't really need more. I mean, granted, we haven't seen the rest of the story to see, but I'm not sure kind of how they can stretch it out that much more. Just, I mean, I know, obviously, we want to find him, but it just feels like... It was a place that would have worked as a stopping point, but the filming, you know, was split up and mixed around because of COVID and stuff. So you
right.
don't know how exactly things.
Well, I think
were messed up just because.
My understanding is that they are going to get into the trafficking part of it. I think following maybe trying to track Ronald down, they're going to stumble into it. But again, if you don't kill Ligursky, you get information. Way before. I mean, you know, like Karen said, I don't understand why the girls, why the girls have never said, hey, by the way, he's going to sell us to Canada. So,
yeah,
that's my big complaint, right? But,
yeah, you're totally right.
I mean, maybe they will get, I hope they will get into that. We had that whole bit introduced with, like, you know, the mysterious Church of the Truckers that was a suspect for
about
10 seconds in one episode. Like, is that ever going to come back?
I assumed that was red herring, but I had forgotten all about it.
There was one point
where
early on in Cassie and Jenny's investigation where they did sort of project this big map of, like, oh, you know, if they hand them off to another set of truckers, we'll never see those girls again. I remember there was a big map of all the potential routes that truckers could be taking and where they could be sending these girls to.
I'm curious where they're going to get more information, you know, unless suddenly the girls do talk to them more about it, because there's really, I don't know how they're going to get there without having Ligursky or catching Ronald, unless maybe they catch him and then there's more people to go after. Although I'm not sure that would necessarily be interesting either, but...
I mean, it's interesting how everyone from season one is either dead or irrelevant, except for, like, the two or three main... except for Jenny and Cassie, right? And then they're supporting, like, law enforcement people. Denise and Cub and whoever. But basically, the three girls who were kidnapped seem to be irrelevant at this point. I don't see how they... figuring going forward.
Speaking of Tug.
At all. Yeah.
So Tug went from Ligursky's a great guy, leave him alone, he couldn't possibly be involved in this, to okay, he is involved in it, to
and you're dead, it's the end.
I've got good news. Merrily killed him. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, he took that news really well. He was like, oh, look, kind of good. And you're
like, and his messed up involvement, maybe he felt like, well, now I can't be blamed for that.
You're the top dog in this, like, and you think that's a good thing? Like, you think it's good that Merrily's going to go to prison for killing this slime ball?
Yeah, Merrily's going to, like, probably spend her life in prison. I mean, she's, right?
Nah.
It's a totally premeditated act, unless that crazy lawyer can get her off.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that they say it's premeditated. I mean, I think she could plead insanity because I think they can say she snapped.
No, totally.
Whether or not she
should have been
dead, I don't know.
No.
But I'm just
this
saying.
Attorney, here's the funny thing, Karen. This is a bad TV show with bad writing. Here's what's going to happen. That attorney is going to go from defending the criminal, the actual criminal, and she's going to turn around and be like, she just realized what her, you know, and use everything that she was going to try and get him off. And use all that turn it the other way to get Merrily off.
Okay,
she did this community a service.
She's the lawyer from the policeman's union, so I don't think she can defend anyone. I think she works in the union. I don't think she defends civilians, but at any rate, I see what you mean about that, and she could.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Actually, I know how they're going to spin it.
Guy.
She is the wife of a cop, therefore she can defend her.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. She has no insanity plea. I mean, insanity, to plead insanity, you have to be able to say that you did not know right from wrong. You did not know what you were doing as wrong.
Temporary.
And
temporary
insanity. She brought the hammer from the house.
Yeah, but she could have been
house.
Bringing it as to scare him with it, too. I mean, I think thought...
No.
Because that's what I thought she was going to do, tell him that she knew he was bad and, you know, she was telling them. So there's a possibility they could argue that that was her original
I just want to point out,
seen him, she,
listen, I just want to point out, I don't think this is a good thing, okay? I'm just saying this is what's going to happen. I could see the path the bad writing is taking.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no insanity. It's fully, it's premeditated. She brought the thing from home. She brought a hammer from home to kill him with.
To jog his memory, and she just got carried away with jogging his memory.
Yeah, yeah. You're making me more and more infuriated right. The more you say this. And you're doing it on purpose.
but I'm not disagreeing with you. All right.
I know.
Let's move on. Let's not make the same mistake we did last week and keep going with this show and just hating it more and
more.
Yeah,
which is terrible, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Resident Alien.
Alrighty.
I like this show less and less every week.
Really?
To me, this show gets dumber and dumber. This show is dumber and dumber. I just feel like... Yeah, I feel like it's dumber and dumber, and it's just too silly, and not enough weight to support the dopey jokes. And then there'll be some like voiceover lesson that Harry has supposedly learned at the end, which really isn't earned, in 5 minutes.
I'd like to make a comment about that, Karen.
Yeah,
I think you ruined the dopey jokes for me. Because last week on the podcast, you were talking about all the dick jokes. And this week, every time they made a dick joke, I thought about you and I thought Karen's going to hate that. No,
I don't know.
I
still
don't
find it funny. I mean,
saying.
It's not super intelligent. I never claimed that.
Yeah,
but
I'm enjoying it. I'm not taking it seriously. I'm enjoying it. It's funny enough for me. I'm enjoying it the same way I would enjoy Friends. You know, it's funny, it's quirky, it's not to be taken seriously, so I'm not, you know, it's just fun.
Yeah. This is the one, when I was looking through the recap, I found this is the one with the rigor mortis joke. I remember laughing really hard at that. When he looks down, he's like, my penis has rigor mortis, or whatever he says.
My penis
just,
is dying.
Yeah, those
my
are really silly.
Dying.
Jokes, but I mean, I don't know. They are what they are. And you know, Karen, usually I'm with you. Usually I'm not big into many comedies, but I don't know. I just find this one really funny. And again, I say this a lot, but I do think it makes a difference when you watch a lot at once compared to, you know, once a week. And whether or not I'd feel different if I was watching it once a week, I don't know. But
okay, but that's not an option for the entirety of the audience who are not.
Well, unless they wait and binge it. But I'm saying I don't know if that makes a difference or not, but. It could, but I don't know. I still find it very funny, and I'm really liking it, even if it isn't always.
I mean,
know,
if that's the case, Jamie, that's a flaw because they designed the show to be watched in a weekly format.
Right, I know. I'm just saying I don't know. I mean, I could still love it just as much. I just obviously I'm not having that option because I've already seen it. Is my point? But I don't know. Usually I wouldn't like
Jamie,
this kind of show, but I do.
I get what you're saying because you've already seen it all. You're not experiencing it the same way Karen and I are.
Right.
You know
right.
I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody,
like, I can't
you know
go back and rewatch it for the first time. I've already seen it up to 9, so.
I got what you're saying.
But,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's you know, it's not the type of show that's going to be for everybody. We know Karen doesn't lean this way. And for me, it's just
I don't like comedy.
Comical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I used
for
to
me,
know.
I'm
the only comedy show
it.
I've ever really been big on was Big Bang Theory. And,
I don't watch it.
I'm laughing so hard at this show, though, even if it is very silly and has a lot of dick jokes and everything else, I still am
enjoying
it.
You guys are like a couple of sixth graders.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's more for men,
however,
but I'm sure enjoying it regardless.
However, Karen, you must have been happy with the kids. I mean, the kids, you know, did some good sleuthing there.
Yeah, they were good in this one.
The kids are the smartest people on the show. They're the only non-idiots on the program. And they did some good sleuthing. They did. They had a good plan.
The girl actually copied the key and didn't just steal it. I thought that was pretty genius for a little kid.
Yeah, I thought she was going there on her own, and then I saw what she did, and I was like, hey, that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That was funny as hell though when she ran into the cops and she was like, I'm buying tampons and I don't want to talk about it. Wait, aren't you like 10?
I don't know. I think I would have been too embarrassed even to say that.
It's just the first thing she saw.
I know.
And it would embarrass the cops. Yeah.
Yeah. But the one thing.
I mean, yeah.
So apparently those aren't aliens. They're actually FBI or something. And so I'm calling them until I know, you know, more. I'm calling them Bad Mulder and Scully.
I don't know if I'm offended you're comparing them to them, but yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what they are.
No, I don't.
I definitely thought of Mulder and Scully also. They're, you know, they're on the trail for
the truth is out
there.
And
they have different methods, and yeah, the truth is out there. I mean, I definitely thought that also when I saw them. I mean, that's a moderately interesting storyline also. It's better than most of what happens in the town. I find it, like, I know that it's supposed to be a comedy, but it was incomprehensible to me how, what's the bartender's name? Is her name Nicole?
Darcy.
Bartender.
Darcy.
You know,
she's horrible, and it's not in any way believable that she'd be attracted to Harry no matter how desperate she is. Like, he's such a...
Yeah, I know. That is the one thing I had a little bit of a problem with.
You know,
but,
until this episode, I found Darcy amusing. This episode, I just wanted her to shut up. I found her so annoying this episode. Like, she's been comical and you know, enjoyable. And then this episode, I couldn't take her anymore. I was like, oh, my God, she needs to go.
I mean, I guess she's supposed to be a person who has no filter, but that was like, I mean, that was almost
that was worse
like
than
she
filter.
Was saying that. It was like she was saying, I mean, it couldn't have been worse if she was saying it on purpose to hurt people, you know? I mean, it was really, really bad behavior.
What line are you talking about? Because I'm obviously not following what line.
When she goes to dinner at the mayor's house and she tells all these things.
Oh, when she starts saying he was with her. Yeah, that was, you can't be that stupid. I totally agree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, she starts, you know,
and
when it becomes
clear.
Like,
oh, we're just friends.
When it becomes clear that the mayor has not told his wife any of this, she continues to, like, go on and on and on, almost as if she was intentionally trying to, like, you know, cause trouble between them. But
yeah, which I don't think
like
she
was,
which is what makes it worse, because it just doesn't seem... Yeah, I agree.
She's horrible. And I'm not sure what the point of her character is. I mean, are they actually going to, like, try to make us buy, like, is there going to be a romance? Are they going to start dating? Because that's not believable either, but it's also, like, there's just, I mean, like, it's just not believable to me that she would find Harry attractive.
No.
In any way.
Especially
right?
after he licked her face like that. I think that would be it for people.
I think
well, he's a horrible
I think it's pretty...
person.
That too.
Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty clear that him and Asta are going to end up, if, you know, it's that type of show.
Yeah,
really?
And
I don't
really
that. Usually I'm the one that's like, oh, this ship, and I don't see that.
I'm not shipping them, but I
no, no, no,
I
but I mean, usually I'm like saying these characters will be, I'm just saying, like, I don't see that at all. I don't know.
Oh,
but then again,
well,
I've seen further, so maybe that makes a difference. I don't know.
I mean, I see it because I see the show doing it, not because I think it's at all believable. It frankly is even less believable to me that Asa and Harry would form a friendship than it is that he would date. To me, dating Darcy is more believable than him forming, like, a real lasting friendship with Asta. Partly because, I mean, I get it. What they're pushing on us is that they're both outsiders and that's the connection they have. But in reality, she's, like, a really nice, good person. And, like, the way he behaves and the thing he says and like, like, really, she's gonna just immediately forgive him for what he said about Jay being her daughter? Just because he's a weird guy? I mean, that was a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. And I know that he's supposed to be dopey, and that's why he did it. And he didn't know it was the wrong thing to do, but she doesn't know that about him, right? Like, that just, that's another thing that, like, she just let it slide, really.
Well, yeah, because it actually ended up being a good thing, but I think she still should have been mad at him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
just because it worked out with her father doesn't make that, like, a massive betrayal. That,
oh, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
He's never even told her
that's
that he
what I'm
knew.
Saying.
Yeah. 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 And then he spends like 5 minutes at, you know, with her family. And, you know, then we get like the moral of the story, like that, you know, he realizes that humans have a need to belong. And, oh, maybe he's starting to feel a need to belong. And, like, I don't know. I know it's supposed to be a comedy and it's based on a comic book and there's not a lot of there. But it all seems to just progress by, like, voiceover, not by, like, anything that I see on the screen being sort of realistic to me. Sorry.
That's
the
fair.
Show has a long way to go to reclaim my affection.
That's okay. You don't
but
have
the kids,
to agree.
The kids are, yeah. The kids are the best people on the show.
Yeah. I think they're really funny.
Yeah, the kids
fun.
Are fun.
Except, of course, by the end, he has them in double bags, but
that's not going to happen because he's interrupted by his wife. So, I mean,
which is really,
you know,
funny.
They're going to be fine.
Considering he just told Asta sort of the truth, because he told Asta that his wife died and that's why he took this job, and he's talking about his real self, and then finds out that Harry has a wife.
Yeah, I don't know. When she walked in, I was kind of like, I don't know, wondering how the heck they're going to deal with that and not sure that was going to work out. I was surprised that happened, but I mean, you know, well, you'll see what happens. But yeah, that's obviously going to be a problem because that was not expected. But, and like I said, he's got the children, not kidnapped, but held in bags right now. So.
You know what I was thinking? And obviously it didn't turn out the way I was thinking it, but it was a part of me that was expecting him to like be like, oh no, and try and save them. And then he goes, oh no, they're alive. I was like, God damn it.
That was a good,
I thought the irony of him saving them would have been hilarious, but
yeah, no.
They're just
knocked out or whatever. Yeah.
That was pretty good. I mean, it's amazing to me that smart little boy is descended from his two totally dopey parents, who kind of crack me up a little bit.
How did he ever get to be mayor either? I mean, I don't know that he's necessarily stupid in that way, but you're right. He's very, personality-wise, very dopey.
It's an elected position.
That's true, too.
I think
why did they elect him?
Like,
this is the second question.
Because only, like... There's only like 500
people
in town.
They
don't have a lot of choices who they're going to vote for. With such a small
town. Maybe the alternative was worse.
Maybe
the alternative was the sheriff.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that's another elected position.
In many places, yeah, it is.
Well, then they ought to unelect him and elect the deputy. I know you can't really do it that way, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
At least she knows what she's doing.
I did, you know, while I don't really like the show that much, I did like the bit where the sheriff pulls over the two little kids on their bikes. Like, it's a traffic stop.
That was good.
And gives them a hard time.
Yeah, that was good.
And he curses. And especially, like, where the kids are like, well, I'm not allowed to say the S word or the D word, but I don't get in trouble if I hear them. And then the other kid says, I'm allowed to say the D word. I'm allowed to say the D word.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That just shows he's not very good at his job, though, that he swears around little kids.
But you know what, though? I actually, that's the one time I did not, that the sheriff didn't bother me. Like, I thought that was really pretty good the way he handled that whole situation.
Well,
it was the first time he was sincere. Yeah, it was the first time he's ever been sincere and straightforward. I really actually like that.
And it wasn't, like, totally, like, over the top. It was like, I mean, I liked how he talks to them like they're adults. Like, he has no ability to talk to a little kid like they're a little kid, right? He just talks to them like they're adults, and it's kind of, I mean, that's the joke, and it's funny. But it really, like, worked in this one because he wasn't too crazy. He was just talking to them like he'd talk to an adult and not able to deal with kids, but he didn't have to say, like, he didn't have to talk about, you know, his balls for a change or something like that.
Thankfully.
He just, like, not everything has to have a dick joke in it to be funny.
Right.
And I guess also because any scene with those kids is, like, a highlight of the show.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right, maybe it will get better. Maybe it will get less stupid. Probably not, but a girl can dream. Right? A girl can hope. We'll get this done. So, it's funny. It feels like a half-hour show, and I feel like we talk about it, and there's not really an hour's worth of, like, we don't have that much conversation about this show. It feels like a half-hour show.
Yeah, you know what, Dino? I do wish they'd get back a little more into something with the murder of the doctor, because they kind of shifted gears now. They're worried about, you know, the body in the lake, which I get why they're worried about the body in the lake, but
they don't even mention
the doctor anymore.
Yeah.
And this is 2 weeks in a row now, and it's only episode 4.
Yeah. They found the body last week, right?
No, Harry found it and put it in his freezer.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just didn't. Because I watched it a while ago. I'm not sure the order.
Well, they found
the
foot. They don't. Yeah, they don't know the body.
They don't know
the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he found it. I should have said he found the body. Okay. Yeah.
They only have the foot. They're looking for the body. Yeah. But yeah, the murder of the doctor. Like, everyone seems to have forgotten. Well, I mean, they haven't forgotten. I guess they. I don't know. I guess it's only been like a day in showtime. But yeah, that's an interesting mystery. Like, there's an actual murderer in that town, who's not Harry.
Yeah.
Like, so whoever.
And I guess they're not gonna miss. No, Harry's been murdered because he's there. So they kind of haven't, at least on that end of it, aren't gonna go after it. But yeah, the other murder, they have to figure out.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. Good point, AJ. And it's not, I thought it might be like a Murder, She Wrote kind of thing, but it's not. There's not like more murders to be solved.
No.
At this point. I mean, that's good. It wouldn't be believable that a town of 500 would have a murder every week, like on Murder, She Wrote.
This town actually is a little podunk town, unlike Big Sky.
Yeah.
We don't need to add that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's legit podunk.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if this actually takes place in a real town. If it does, I'm not calling your town Podunk just on the show because I'm thinking I'm saying that. And I wonder. I don't know what town it actually takes place in, but in the scope of the show, it's a Podunk little town. Let's put it that way.
I don't think Patience, Colorado, is a real place.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Call that. Yeah, I don't think it is either.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh, and speaking of which, real quick. Yeah, just give me one second. I went back to last week's episode. And it was Harry, he was in New Mexico, the whole horse and everything with the cowboy. So I don't know how he crashed in Colorado and ended up in New Mexico.
I don't either. I'm kind of bummed.
I didn't remember
it
being elsewhere, so you noticed something I didn't.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
You're right,
I remember that.
Yeah,
that.
I went back. So.
Yeah. Well,
so,
anyway, I will say yesterday, because I'd forgotten to mention it, but I did talk to the creator and the woman who plays Asta yesterday. So that will be going up pretty soon if people want to read it.
Oh, cool.
All right. Cool. Well, why don't we move on to Snowpiercer? Unless you guys have anything else to add.
Nope. Snowpiercer it is.
All right. I just watched this today. Except
me too.
Except my page unloaded.
Why?
There we go.
Yeah, I just watched it too. I don't know what episode this is, 4 or 5 maybe.
Oh, I don't
five.
Know.
Five. It does feel like we're, okay, it feels like the middle of the season. Like, I was thinking as I watched it, okay, now we're getting really into the details of the conspiracy and the plan and whatever Leighton is thinking. And I just felt like, okay, now we're really getting into it here. And I was thinking while I watched it, okay, not a lot of action is happening because this episode is really about, like, you know, both sides spying on each other. And then, holy cow, at the end, it's, like, all action, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a moment. Which really surprised me. The ending really surprised me. Because I fell for it. I fell what they wanted. I fell for the breachmen. Like, I think we all did, right?
I didn't.
Be
well, I
said
I didn't think it was them, but...
I never thought it was them in the first place.
I didn't expect they were the ones
felt...
that were going to get taken out.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting them to get
wasn't...
killed, but I knew that I didn't expect. I knew that whatever he was using them for wasn't what we were supposed to be thinking.
Because that was too obvious.
I didn't realize he was going to have them killed.
Yeah, we don't know though who killed them though, or
no,
I mean, we know he's
no, we
involved,
don't.
But not. I don't quite get exactly why yet, but I don't think we're supposed to get that right. Or did I miss?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious.
No.
Actually, it's pretty obvious.
Who killed them?
He's making
it's a priest.
Oh, no, we don't know. We don't know who killed him, but the why part, I mean, it's pretty obvious. By having his people kill the breachmen, it makes it look like retaliation because they're suspects of...
Oh,
killed,
or Wilfred.
The whole... Of everything that's going on in the first place.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're suspected of leading, being the leaders of the pro-Wilfred...
Right.
Yeah, if it's him
faction.
That did it to make it look like that, but we don't really know, so I guess it kind of depends.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
The main thing I get from this is I so don't trust Zara no matter what she does.
Oh, yeah.
So I
no,
just
I
kept
don't
thinking for most of this. Is, let's
talk about Zara.
Oh, I'll be right back. I have water shooting out of my turtle tank again. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I'm glad, though, that I'm blanking on names, Ruth, that she did, I don't know necessarily she'd completely chosen a side, but she did stay back and do what she was supposed to do and stay on the Snowpiercer
side.
I appreciated that. Yeah. Which, I guess by doing that, really, she was choosing a side because he tried to get her to go over and she was like, no. Didn't necessarily like that Audrey stayed.
I
don't want to go too far.
I get why Audrey stayed. I get why she stayed. She's scared. Because as soon as all hell's breaking loose over there, she turns to Wilfred and says, what did you do? And,
she's
afraid because she realizes whatever's going on, he's behind it, and it's only going to get worse. So I think she stayed.
She's probably in the right place. No,
more out of safety than wanting to.
Yeah. That's true. Do you think that he – I was not sure the way they played it, if she realized she did something or he just came really close to realizing she was going to do something. Because he, like, touched the panel on the wall, but it didn't seem like there was anything wrong with it. I almost feel like he, like, was investigating but didn't find anything. How did you feel about that? Whenever she's trying to lockpick the panel to get it open – like, she knows she almost is caught, and she stops. He looks back and looks at it, but he doesn't seem like he finds anything. So I thought that was more like, oh, there's nothing there. Did you take it that he actually figured something out? I don't think he did. Do you? It was a little unclear to me.
I think he's suspicious. Wilfred's hard to read. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Karen? Did you hear what I asked?
So I think he's suspicious that she's up to something, and he should be, right? Like, he should be suspicious of her. She's part of Snowpiercer, and he would be dumb to think that she's spent 7 years away from him and can't wait to get back with him, right? I can't figure out if he really – I can't decide if – I mean, their relationship is clearly very complex and sick. And toxic, and there are times when I feel like, okay, they're both really deep in this messed up thing, but then there are times when I feel like, is he, is he playing, like, is he playing her? Is he trying to play her? Like, we know that Audrey was put up to trying to play him, but she's clearly, it's very difficult for her, clearly, right? And is it equally difficult? I don't know. I don't know if it's equally difficult for Wilford. I don't know if he's sort of like, if it's as hard for, like, we don't get any of his inner life the way we do get Audrey, like, explaining her feelings, blah, 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 all right?
I would say part of it's real just because of the things we see, like, with Alex's point of view and all that, and, like, he's playing the music all the time. I definitely think he is still maybe trying to cause problems with it, but I think at least some of it for him is real, if twisted, I'd say. But, yeah, I think he just wants what he wants, and he thinks he deserves it. It's kind of...
Well, yeah, there's that. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing, too, I was surprised about, maybe I had not realized, but I was surprised that that girl that was the one from Fringe, that's Alex's friend, that she's in on passing the notes. I'm curious, then, if Alex realizes what they're doing, because, I mean... I don't know, because I didn't know that, like, I was just surprised when I saw that she was passing it, and I'm curious if, like, Alex is in on it, or Alex just doesn't care, or it's just that girl decided to go for it since she met that other Australian or whatever. I don't know. I was just surprised.
I don't think Alex knows.
Yeah. I tend to think you're right. It's just at the beginning, she, like, didn't want to even help Alex. That's why I was, like, surprised, I guess.
Well, I mean, they got her by introducing her to the other Australian who she definitely is friends with and might or might not, like, be a little bit in love with, right? And,
even though she's gone for 5 minutes, yeah.
Even though Alex is, like, maybe her best friend, she has to know that Alex will immediately tell Wilford, right? Like, she can't
be trusted. You really think she would, though?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I feel like Alex is more and more leaning towards going to help her mother.
I feel like
maybe still a little bit. I think she's kind of on that precipice, I guess.
Well, I think feel like gradually they're pushing Alex away from him because she has her little temper tantrum when she's like, why do you get to see Audrey and I can't go see LJ?
Because she's psychotic.
Yeah, like... Well,
yeah, that would have been
better. But that's not the reason. Wilford's reason is because I'm the boss.
Yeah, I mean,
he's doing it because he runs things. She's just like a mechanic. I mean, she's like his number one, but still.
I do think that they have to assume that she would tell. I mean, she probably, if you
I
know
would be
her,
afraid of it right now. I still think she would.
I'd be afraid of it. I think she would. And I don't see how it really helps her. It doesn't help her mother right now.
No.
She might want to help her mother. She might want Wilford to take over the train and allow Melanie to live. That might be Alex's, like, idea. She is a silly teenager after all. I feel the same way. I wouldn't trust her, and I would assume that she is going to tell. I believe she doesn't know. And I believe they would probably be very careful to not let her know, at least at this point. God, there's so much to talk about in this week's episode.
I was just going to say to AJ when you were out for a second, but
yep.
I was glad that Ruth kind of chose their side and didn't go over. I really think that, Layton, like, what's his name? No, I really think that Layton needs to let her in a little bit more, because I think that him not trusting her is only, you know, causing more tension and not correct. Because, I mean, even she says to Zara, like, I'm not stupid. I know that, you know, you guys are doing this. I know that she's a spy over there. And it's like he's willfully pushing her out, but it's not really stopping her from finding out anyway. So,
I think she hasn't earned the right to be trusted yet. I don't think she's earned his trust.
No, I don't know if she has, but I'm saying I feel like he should. I think that if he let her in, it would help, though.
She worships Mr. Wilford. She worships Wilford. I wouldn't. If I were him, I wouldn't. Like,
I'm just not sure what it hurts to let her in on something she already knows, I guess, is kind of my point. Like,
well, how does he know she already knows until – he doesn't know that she knows until she tells him that she knows. If he lets her in, then she doesn't know.
That's true. That's true. And also Zara's telling her a whole bunch of crap, too.
I don't trust Zara for 1 minute.
No, I don't trust her as far as I can throw her.
Well,
she's out of me.
Zara's up to something.
I'm done with Zara. I've never liked Zara. I've never trusted Zara. And not for nothing, I'm kind of done with Leighton. Leighton is now no better than Melanie. That was a Melanie move right there. And he was manipulated into it by Zara, and he didn't even give it much of an argument. He's like, I can't do that. And she's like, I know you have somebody that can. Like, she totally manipulated him into it. Like, he didn't put up much of a fight, though. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
That's
after everything they went through. I mean, Leighton's got to see that he's turning into what he was fighting. I mean, that's just... I had a huge, huge problem with that. I give Pike more credit.
Oh, I felt bad for Pike,
because,
though, too.
Yeah, well, it actually seems like Pike is actually, you know, distraught over it. And, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
he's like,
even went
I'm
as far as making
a fair
fight.
Fight me back. Yeah. And that guy, I think it's funny that that guy's, like, all talk. Because he's always, like, is scared of nothing. And all of a sudden he's like, no, I'll agree to what we agreed on. You know, I'll agree to the 60-40. Like, he got scared really quick. And,
oh, yeah, of course he did.
He's a guy that always has somebody else.
And...
Guy's a guy that has somebody else do his dirty work all the time, right? So he's kind of
I know. He's like
that
calling
system.
That guy, and he's like, he's not here.
Yeah, he's,
yeah.
I mean,
he's an mafioso boss.
I don't feel too sorry for Pike because Pike is horrible. And I had forgotten, I don't really recall any time in which Pike was like, I promise to be a good person now. And I'll try harder. Like, I don't really remember that.
Himself. I don't either, but...
I wouldn't say I feel sorry for Pike, but I just feel like I don't like
Leighton
anymore.
I feel sorry
anymore.
For him in
like
this situation.
Yes.
What?
This single act of Leighton, I couldn't believe they did that. I felt like, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying all along that Leighton is a terrible leader.
Yes, he is.
He's made some bad decisions. But this is beyond a bad decision. This is just flat out ridiculous.
Murder?
Like, that was just awful. And the fact that he so easily did it, I just... I've kind of lost all respect for
Leighton. Setting up a trade now, too, is the other question. I wonder if that's
going to
cause some problems down the road.
I mean, that's correct that, like, Zara manipulated him into that in 1 second. And I'm not really sure how that's possible because, like... Leighton was not susceptible to Zara last season, right? Like, he had
he
was over
him.
And he was
it's
in love with Josie and all that. He is, but, like, it's
Why
crazy,
he still
right?
Love with
like, he is, but how is he, just because Zara's pregnant, like, somehow Leighton has completely forgotten all of her bad points. When, in fact, like, she kind of tricked him into impregnating her. I mean, not really, but, you know.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, she.
What is her
I'm
end game,
sure.
though? I'm curious what her. Like, how was that her benefit to her, though? Oh, that's right, because she said that he was going to do something against Josie, I guess, or whatever her excuse was. I'm just not sure that I quite see how. The end game of how it benefits her, I guess. Maybe short term, but.
How, what benefits her?
Killing that guy. Like. Yeah, she's right if he causes a problem with Josie being the spy, but I feel like she has, like, she maybe has an alternative motive, but I don't understand if she does, I guess, if
well,
that makes sense.
Her,
like, I feel like there's something else there I'm missing.
It benefits her that she now has something over Leighton, that she knows Leighton did it, right? Like, only Leighton
knows
that Leighton put Pike up to it.
Well, the thing is, it benefits her the simple fact that if Leighton wins the war between him and Wolford, if Wolford wins, Zara's right back to where she started.
Yeah. Yeah, which
she's,
is like
you know,
in second.
Yeah. She's in worse shape than that if Wolford wins. If Wolford wins, everybody's in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a pregnant woman would maybe still have some level of protection. Maybe even Wolford would see that as a good thing. Although Wolford has, you know, we all believe he has no real interest in leaving the train.
Right.
But I think Zara might be after Ruth's job.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I think she might be trying to get Ruth's job. I also think she's trying to, like, we know she's like a social climber, and the way to, like, being, she's not first class, but being in hospitality is an opportunity to get to know the first class and make them hate her less. Like everybody on this train hates her because she got promoted to first class for no reason other than getting pregnant with Leighton's baby, right? And there's a lot of resentment against her. So maybe this is a way for her to, like, get everybody in first class to like her, and maybe, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
A way to be, to protect herself. But I feel like I'm with AJ. I don't trust her, and I think it, maybe more of it is about ways to manipulate Leighton.
Leighton, yeah.
To what end, I don't know, other than to, like, for her own betterment. Like, she's a very selfish person, right? Like, she's the one person. From the jump, she's the person who betrayed the tail. Like, everybody else stayed in the tail. It's all one tail. We're all together. And she's the one who was like, oh, I'm going to, like, you know, move up. Get myself moved up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's horrible. I'm done with her too, AJ. She's just horrible and needs to go.
I never trust her.
I agree.
Yeah, she's the worst. So this thing with Pike. What was I gonna say? Pike. I had something else to say about Pike, but I guess we've kind of exhausted Pike and what happened to, like, Pike.
He looks so much different without his hair, though. His hair makes him look, like, kind of goofy, like a little unhinged.
Okay.
I don't know. And he, like, looks a lot different without his hair. Not that matters, but I just was thinking of that because you're talking about
it. So when I saw that scene, I 100% immediately thought of Shane in The Walking Dead. Right?
Except
when it's like the beginning of Shane.
Head, but yeah.
when it's the beginning of Shane kind of starting to go crazy when he, like, shaves his head bald in the mirror like that. Except I remember when we saw that scene, we were totally like, oh my God, we've never seen his body. Look at his body. Everybody was like, whoa. But yeah, I had total. And
I don't think
you know,
AJ
he's
was,
also,
but yeah.
And he's also a character from The Walking Dead. So I was like, oh,
yeah.
Shout out to Walking Dead. Definite shout out here. I mean, in shows, shaving of one's head is a major moment of. Speaking of Walking Dead, it was for Carol also when she, like, there's a scene where she cuts her hair, I think, also. And that's when people in TV, like, that's a trope in TV,
change.
Right? You shave your head and that
yeah.
signifies your character change.
Yeah, definitely. So. The one thing I want to talk about, the main thing, and I don't know, there's other things obviously to talk about too, but I want to talk about the whole Josie thing and
mm-hmm.
what's going on there. Obviously, she's, passing messages. I don't know that anybody could stay awake and not pass out during something like going on there and not move, really.
yeah.
So I have a little bit of a problem with that, but I appreciate she's, like, going through that pain just so she can hear what they say.
I'm more interested in the whole
man thing. Sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to jump on, add on to that. The only thing I could think of, because I felt the same way when I was watching that scene, was maybe because she can't really feel it. You know, maybe because her body is in such a state that her nerve endings and everything aren't really what ours are. So maybe for her, it's like feels like being pinched rather than
possible. But I would say by
apart.
The reaction
that's the only
of her
thing
having
I think,
a panic attack, I would say by what they showed that she was feeling it. But otherwise, yeah, it could be like, is that Dark Man? I forget what that movie is. We're like,
oh,
it's
yeah,
possible.
Wow.
But I think she, because she moved and everything and the way she acted, I think she was supposed to feel it. But yeah, but you're right. It could not be as bad. But, I'll say though, one second they show her makeup and she looks like she has more skin, and another second she looks just as bad as she did. So I don't know, something with, I don't know if it's like the lighting or something. Sometimes it looks completely different, but something about that to me seemed off. But I was more interested in the fact that the Iceman is, or Cold Man, or whatever the hell he's called, Bob.
Icy Bob.
Yeah, I found it interesting that he's kind of like helping her, like, just because I think that's where he said something like externalize the pain. That's what I was thinking too. She found it, like, or she felt it, but like she's having a panic attack and he's kind of helping her a little bit. And then obviously he's not on her side, but he wants more pills, so I guess he doesn't care what she's doing. I don't know, that last little scene, it looked like something else maybe was going to happen, but they cut it off, so it was hard to tell. But I don't know, maybe he really just does want drugs and doesn't care. I don't know.
I think whatever they're doing to him is putting him through a lot of pain, and that's why he wants drugs.
Could be that too, yeah.
Because they're experimenting on him all the time and have been for a long time, as far as we know. So I think that's why he wants drugs. And, you know, I think it's interesting that he's being shown to us to not really... Like, we kind of assumed he was a monster, and it looks like really he's just a guy
who's
maybe not that
monster.
Bad a guy,
yeah.
Who's being forced to do this, right?
Yeah. That's why I'm not sure that I buy, though, that he wouldn't tell on her. But I guess we'll see. I mean, as long as he's not going to
well,
get caught.
Well, I think there's a theme here, Jamie. I think I said this last week, the more we see of the Big Alice people, the more we see that most of them, they do stuff for Wilford, but they're not really...
They're not happy, yeah.
On the same
they're
page
free.
As Wilford.
That's
yeah.
why, you know,
yeah.
Leighton's trying to...
And I think Icy Bob is no different.
Yeah.
I think Icy Bob, if he could have, you know, just sit back and relax and enjoy life, he'll take that to playing, you know,
yeah.
doing stuff for Wilford.
Yeah, well, they're obviously moving up, like they mentioned again, they're moving up that timeline. So whether or not I was right, we're going to find out soon what his plan is for him.
Yeah, I think Bob is I think he's just a guy that they started experimenting on, and he's sort of like
doesn't have a choice.
He didn't
yeah.
ask for it. He's not it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
He's big. Use him.
Yeah.
I think there's a good chance that he's like the only survivor. Of maybe multiple people that have been experimented on. I'm having a back spasm.
Possibly.
I think that's a possibility. I think, and he appears to maybe be not the bad guy. He was helping Josie to not suffer so much, right? How to think your way through the panic attack or whatever. And he warned her. He said, I don't know what you're doing, but these are not people that you want to double cross. So be careful, right?
Yeah,
and then he chooses not to. But I think he wants the drugs because I think he's in tremendous pain from whatever they're doing to him.
That's true. Yeah. Although I'm not sure. I think the drugs were meant to knock her out, though, more so than take away the pain. But still, he's being experimented on all the time. So.
Well, he's many. I mean, I don't think that was maybe. Yeah, I don't know. He's much larger than her, and has taken many more, much more anesthetic over the years, and would need more, or maybe he's going to take half. Now and half later or something.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just probably like, if she stuffs all her pills in there, I can take them all from her. It's a win-win, right? No, I don't know. I found that scene kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then I think the only other thing really is Till and the fight, and well, we kind of touched on the Brakeman, but
I
think
that's continue to find Till's storyline frustrating, and this like investigation into who chopped off Lights' fingers.
I think
I'm starting to think. I wonder if it's bullshit and Lights is in on it.
I don't know. I don't think. I guess it's possible.
I think that I think the Till storyline. I think the whole thing with Lights' fingers is just kind of backdrop. I think. Till's actual story is the PTSD that she's going through. I think it's more of a character development story for her than the actual, let's figure out who took Light's fingers.
Yeah.
At least that's how I've been feeling about it. I still don't trust the pastor, but...
No, although I don't know. This may week made me question it a little bit more, though, because as much as, like, they had him set up to be, like, not necessarily being a great person this week, I think that he knew, because of the PTSD, I think he knew she needed to get some of it out.
Well, I think he's trying to ingratiate himself with her.
Yeah,
I agree.
That too, but he's also trying to force her to let it out, because, like, he didn't just box with her. I mean, he's kicking her on the floor, and that's not exactly part of but in the rules of boxing. I mean, he was kicking her.
Yeah.
So he wanted to make her mad, and he wanted to make her, you know, come back at him.
I think he's trying to convert her. To his side, whatever that may be. I think he's trying to, like, maybe either convert her to whatever. I mean, I think he's up in whatever's going on here, right? Like, we all think he's bad, quote-unquote, pro Wilford, or part of that. And I agree, he's ingratiating himself to her, either to get her to join them or just because she's close to Layton to try to get information.
Well, the whole time, during that whole little montage there with Pike and everything, and Layton walking through and Pike getting ready to go kill what's his face there, you know, he's quoting scripture, but what he's quoting is about being the wrong shepherd. And it's clear he's implying that Layton is not the person to follow.
Right.
Which I wouldn't follow Layton.
Partially true.
Layton sucks. Yeah, they were, I'll tell you what, they did a number on me this week with Layton. I
think Layton was a good head of the revolution, but not a leader.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, putting that order to kill out, I feel like that's so, it's the first thing the show has really done that I've looked at and been like, that just doesn't make sense. You know, we talk about bad writing on Big Sky, it's every scene. This, I don't know if it's necessarily bad writing or just a bad decision, or I don't feel good about it at all. Like, it really bothered me that Layton went through with that.
And, you know, I think that's probably what they wanted, because they're driving home the point that he isn't doing maybe what's best for the people, and that he's too, I can't think of the right word, but, like, that he's listening her and he's letting people tell him what to do, which isn't a good thing. Especially if you're going to be a leader.
Well,
but, yeah, I agree. That's, like, the last straw. Like, you know, setting up that murder, which, I mean, yeah, there was a reason they did it, but it's still a murder. I mean, it still was wrong, and I think that to me is, like I said, the last straw. It's, like, too much. Sorry, go ahead.
There's other ways to handle him without doing that. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, and so he's constantly compared to, like, Melanie by the viewer, by us, right, by whoever.
Right.
But, like, that's not a thing that I think I ever saw Melanie do. Like, I think Melanie...
Yeah.
I mean, okay, Melanie...
She avoided
Melanie did hide behind Mr. Wilford, and, like, you always thought that Wilford was condemning people to death or whatever, right? And it was when Melanie... But Melanie, I'm not aware that Melanie ever, like, hired people from third class to murder people and, like, do
get rid of
like
her
that.
Problem.
Like, Melanie was... Melanie was clear. I mean, somebody gets murdered and Melanie sends for a detective, right? Melanie seemed to take murder fairly seriously in that. And those weren't first class people who were murdered when she sent for Layton, right? Those were thirds that had their penises cut off and were murdered, seconds and thirds. And so I think Melanie did her own dirty work. Like, I'm not aware that she ever, like put out a hit. And not only that, but, like Layton, like, leveraged his friend who he had, like, sort of promised redemption to and then asked him to do this thing that he swore he'd never do again, right?
Yeah, she
so
at least took responsibility
shitty.
For the shitty things she did, I guess is kind of...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty... Yeah, Layton is, I don't know that Layton is going to last long as leader of this. I mean, a big threat to his leadership, of course, is Josie. If Josie should get healthy and come home, I think she would be a real,
oh, absolutely.
The tail would absolutely support her, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
Maybe some other people would too.
Well, you know, it's funny, you think about it. The only thing keeping Layton in power right now is Josie, because before she left, she told everybody, you have to support Layton.
Yeah.
She told all the Paleys, you have to support him.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the real power back there. And with her gone, and, you know, so she's communicating. We don't know for how long. And, like, everyone misinterpreted what she heard. Like, this is,
right.
I guess, the danger of sort of spying in this way. That, like, okay, all she said was tonight, Breachman. And
well, I don't think she knew exactly what was coming either. She was just kind of like, something's going to happen with that.
Well, I think it absolutely, from what I feel sure that she assumed the Breachmen were going to attack, that that's what that meant. I think Josie thought what we all thought, that the Breachmen were going to attack. And Leighton assumed that.
I didn't think that.
And you didn't think that? You thought the Breachmen were going to all be murdered.
I didn't think they were going to be murdered, but I thought they were definitely scapegoats. Because they said they didn't expect Wolford to use the Breachmen so soon. And I took because I'm a viewer who's suspicious. If I'm Josie, I absolutely think that what everybody thought. You know, I felt like that the, you know, and it happened. It just didn't happen. I wasn't expecting them to be murdered. I thought he was using them to be scapegoats for something because they were already suspected.
So why do you think he would want to have them all murdered? I mean, I think because they're the strongest fighters. Like, if you want to take over Snowpiercer, you don't want to have to fight the Breachmen. They're the strongest faction on the train.
The Breachmen or Breachmen? I keep getting those two so mixed up.
They're different. There's Breachmen and there's Breachmen. They are the Breachmen. They go out into the breach. They leave the train. The Breachmen were the cop. Were the Roche and Till were Breachmen,
cops.
which were the cops.
Okay, I get the two mixed up.
Well, they're probably
I don't know.
One.
I feel like she really didn't get enough information, but she passed on what she did. I definitely didn't think that was what was going to happen, but I don't know that I necessarily knew what was going to happen, and I don't know that I necessarily completely get his reasoning for that. But, yeah, what you, I think AJ just said about the strong ones, whichever one of you said that, that is true, too.
Karen said it. It creates...
Karen said it. Okay, I couldn't remember which one of you. One of the two of you said it. Sorry.
It creates...
They appear to do nothing
conflict.
But work out.
It creates conflict.
Sorry, what?
I mean,
you said something at the last time, at the same second.
I was just saying that it creates conflict by him getting having the Breachmen killed, because the Breachmen are already suspected of being pro Wolford. So now Wolford is having other people of his own go after people who are vocally pro Wolford, and it looks like people who are against Wolford are attacking pro Wolford.
The ones that did it.
So it looks like
he's killing his own people to make himself look good. Yeah.
Yes, and to make it look like the supporters of Leighton are the ones who did it, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, they're the most vocal Wilford supporters, so who's likely to have killed them? Leighton supporters, maybe. So it's to destabilize Leighton.
You would think, though, getting rid of his supporters, though, may not. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see if it ends up a good thing for him or not. Because that's still a risk,
I mean,
I feel like.
But there's 1,000, there's 3,000 people on
Wolford's
the train.
Crazy.
And, like, he is crazy.
True.
There's, like, 3,000 people on the train, and, like, 20 have been killed, right? It's not like there's not potentially hundreds and hundreds of more Wilford people that he, like, Wilford, if Wilford's going to take over this train, it's not going to be by the brute force of these few people. He's going to need, like, the masses, right?
You know what's funny?
Although, I don't know.
When this show started, it was the first murder they've had since they got on the train.
Ever.
Was when they brought Leighton up, and since then, how many people have died?
People get killed all the time. like dozens or more, 100. Who knows? Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's a good point. So. I know you guys already talked about Audrey. We already talked about Audrey a little bit, but we didn't really we talked about her trying to, like, plant this communication device or whatever for Ben and Javi, which appears to have not happened, right? So when Audrey decides to stay at the last second, I think that's why she stayed. Like, so I think that we're supposed to worry that Audrey is like, I don't know, in psychosexual thrall to Wilford and unable to like say no to him, right? And that's why she stayed.
Yeah,
but
I don't
really
buy that.
Nope.
I think she stayed
that's
because
not what I thought.
I think, no, I'm not saying that's what you thought. I'm saying that's what you're supposed to think.
Oh,
that most viewers
okay.
are supposed to think when they watch this. That's what the show wants you to think, right?
Yeah.
She's talked about it so much, and he's, like, touching her and everything, and at the last minute she decides to stay. I think it's because she can see that there's some sort of crisis happening. Ruth doesn't know what's going on, and she hasn't planted the communication device yet. And so she's like, shit, I'll just stay and risk my life so I can plant the thing so Leighton can hear what's going on this side.
Yeah.
Now the question
yeah,
is...
Yeah, that's kind of what I said earlier.
Is that what you kind of think? You must have said that when I was dealing with my turtle making his filters shoot water. That's what I think, right? I think that's why she stayed. I just can't believe that Audrey would so quickly fail and go right back to him.
I think part of it's out of fear too, because she looks at him and says, "What did you do?" And he's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And she just
maybe she hopes she can kind of fix some of it.
Find out. Yeah,
talk him into fixing it. Yeah.
Now the question is though, would Wilford believe that she, like Wilford is smart enough, I think, to believe that she has stayed, that she's still loyal to Leighton, and that she stayed, he shouldn't trust her? Or do you think he's so egomaniacal that he believes that she stayed because she still loves him?
I think just like he's looking to see if she has a plan. I feel like he probably, I mean, I don't know that he necessarily thinks she's completely loyal to Leighton, but I think that he doesn't completely trust her either, would be my guess. That's my thoughts anyway. What do you think, AJ?
I think we're talking about a guy who last week was groveling on the ground being fed by her. I think he completely is – he's a megalomaniac. He completely believes that she's into him. And he's there may be a partial – maybe an eighth that he suspects something, but he – absolutely believes, you know, I mean, he talks to Alex like he's using Audrey and everything, and you know, I think when it comes to Audrey, I don't think he himself realizes how out of whack he is. Not
maybe,
after what I saw
week. I also feel though, like, even if he does think that she's doing something or could possibly entertain that fact, I think that he thinks he's so strong and knows everything's going on that he wouldn't be worried about it anyway. Regardless.
I mean, with Alex, I do believe that he is so confident in his control of Alex that Alex would not betray him. I think of all people that he... So I think we, as viewers, see and know that Alex will be his downfall in the end. I think that Wilford is confident in his total control over her. He has... As we talked about a little bit last week, he has a lot of experience, you know, in these, like, sick, controlling relationships with young girls. And he practically raised her and taught her to hate her mother. And I think he believes – I think he won't see it coming from Alex. From anywhere else, he might be looking for it and waiting.
Yeah, but I think we're a ways off before Alex betrays anyone.
Yeah.
I just think, I mean, we could be seasons off from that.
Excuse me, unless it's little things for her mom. Ooh, excuse me. Jeez. Sorry. and that was the other thing we didn't mention, though, too, the fact that they lied about her getting the sign stuff or whatever. Like we had talked about last week that we thought that they would lie and that they didn't lie last time, but they did this time.
Yeah. I thought, I mean, it was very clear that Alex is jealous of Audrey. Like, she does not like Audrey being there.
Yes, but I don't think in, like, a sexual romantic way. You're not meaning that, right? You just mean in general,
she's
paying attention to her. Okay.
Yes, I think she's, I mean, I think I think she's jealous that he
talking to her and
of his
time
of his love for Audrey, and his. I mean, I think it's not just that Alex sees danger and betrayal. I think that Alex is like jealous of like another person in his life. She's been
absolutely. It's I mean, and that's classic, especially with like the families of divorce, or you know, where one of the parents dies or something, where you know the child and the parent are you know together for so long, and then somebody else comes you know along and it's like, hey, no, yeah, you know, I mean,
yeah, I mean that seems very obvious.
Yeah.
It was one of the few times you see Alex behaving like acting her age.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
In that sense, yeah. So, I mean, that's one reason why, like, I feel like when her betrayal comes, he won't see it coming. Because he doesn't really, like, understand that either. Like, he won't understand that behavior. But, yeah, I agree, AJ, that's a long way off. That's a long time coming, but I think it'll come.
I agree. All right.
All right.
Is there anything else? I think we talked about everything now.
No, I think we did good.
The only thing I was going to ask you is, you guys, and it looks like there was two episodes on, and I don't even know if you want to cover it or not, but I thought, do you guys want to next week talk about the first episode or the first episodes of Superman and Lois, because it just started tonight?
No.
Okay. I just thought maybe you could
no
watch the first one. I don't know that I'm going to watch it either. I just was curious. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Is that part of the DC stuff on
yes.
like the CW?
CW.
Yeah, it's on CW. So I just was curious. I thought about it because it was on tonight. I taped it.
I've actually
seen it yet, but
you know, I keep saying that DC needs to call Marvel up and be like, "How are you guys doing this? Because we suck at it." yeah, Artie and we were watching all the DC shows.
I can't really get into the DC ones. I've tried.
We just started getting so bored with it and everything. We like really gave up on everything except for Legends of Tomorrow and Flash. Everything else, we're like, yeah, we have no interest in watching any of the new stuff.
Okay.
And just like,
yeah,
we've gotten bored with it.
All right. Okay. Well, if you two aren't going to watch it, then I'm definitely not, because you know way more about it than I do.
Yeah, I'll probably try it, but I didn't know I necessarily wanted to cover it. I just wanted to make sure you guys didn't before I forgot.
No.
And then Debris coming up soon. I don't know if that's before our show next week or not. I'm so mixed up with dates.
Debris
I have to go look
is...
it up. But anyway, I want to say it's like the first or the third, one or the other. It's very soon.
I can tell you in 1 second.
I'm bad because I should have these things memorized, but I never do. It's on my article. I probably could just, you know,
Debris,
look at my website.
Debris is on next Tuesday, so we won't cover it until following week.
Yeah, I was going to say we'll probably wait till the following week, yeah.
Well, we can't cover it the same night that it's on, because I'm pretty sure it's on while we're on the podcast.
Okay, well, all right. Well,
all right.
Okay, well, I think that's what it does. I think we've covered everything so far tonight, so that we have at least.
All right.
So I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody who listened. Thanks, Roger, you know, all that stuff, all that good stuff.
Do it again next week.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Have a good
night,
week,
guys.
Ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.